Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Too much penetration. You know, they did a good job of getting inside of us.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Got Bucks lust.
Ooh.
I love my
Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust. Got Bucks lust.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Got Bucks lust.
We vibe.
Supreme virtuosity. A supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, and strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Got Bucks lust.
Oh, man, I'm just thinking of what today could have been if they lost. We would not be lusting for the Bucks, but we are this morning, and now it's all about a Game 7, and it's a winnable Game 7. You know, there's been winnable games that they probably should have won in this series. They probably should have won Game 5. They probably should have lost Game 3. Was that the game that was 86-83? So thank God they won that one. But really, all that matters is it's a seven-game series. It's a one-game series now, and it's in Brooklyn, so you're on the road. Brooklyn has a fan base that I don't think is real. I think that they are all paid Broadway actors. That's what I'd do, because there's no Brooklyn Nets fans. I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes these series happens. You fight with Sixers fans, and you know there's this Twitter and Facebook stuff, and you're fighting with Heat fans. And remember the Lockdown Heat guy had a meltdown, and all this kind of stuff, and Celtics fans and whatever. Has anyone interacted with one Brooklyn Nets fan at all?
No, they're all Kevin Durant or Kyrie or James
Harden. Nobody
fans.
Likes the Nets.
No.
If I'm a New Jersey Nets fan, I'm like, all right, this is cool. And then my team moves to Brooklyn. I'm like, well, there's already a New York versus New Jersey thing. So I'm like, oh, screw you. I guess I'll like nothing.
Yeah.
I'll just wear my Kerry Kittles jersey around and cry.
Yeah, and they just randomly decide on Brooklyn. It's not like there was really any reason. KD and Kyrie are just like, let's go to New York, but
yeah,
not go to the Knicks.
Yeah, so that's weird. But then the New York, I never, did the New Jersey Nets move? Like how the first one I thought of was the Minnesota North Stars moved to Dallas to be the Dallas Stars. That's a move. They moved. The Raiders moved to Vegas, but they're trying to do the same thing the Nets are. They're like, we moved to Vegas, but Raider Nation's everywhere, and it's not that far for you guys to come, so still like us in Oakland, and I think a lot of Raider fans still do. And so Nets fans are like, I don't know. I don't know. So what I would have done, because Broadway, I mean, hey, if you watch Law & Order, you know, Broadway actors, they did not have a lot of income this last year, and they went through some desperate times. And this would be a good way to pay them before Broadway officially, you know, totally reopens. Hey, just come to the game. We'll pay you $20 and yell really loud. And like, you really care about this NBA team. Because that, if you compare the two crowds, the Fight Surf crowd has not stood up to the Nets crowd so far. Clearly a better crowd.
Yeah, they create that intensity. The Bucks fans kind of add on to the intensity when it's already there.
We're a reactionary fan base when it comes to in-person crowds in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, when Kyrie was still playing, he could do just a simple crossover. Nothing actually happened. The defender didn't fall down. He's really right in front of him. And, oh, my goodness! You know, the Nets fans were losing it. So, yeah, absolutely, the Nets were bringing some intensity with their fans. So that'll be interesting to see what it is in Game 7. I have a lot of confidence in Game 7 for the Bucks.
I see that, and I want to.
I feel like ever since the series shifted from Brooklyn initially, games 1 and 2, the Nets were the better team, especially in game 2. Game 1, it was a little up in the air, but then the Nets kind of pulled away. The Nets were the better team, games 1 and 2. Ever since then, game 3 was such a crapshoot, neither team was good, so I wouldn't say either team was the better team in game 3. The Bucks just managed to pull that one out. Game 4, game 5, game 6... Game 5, the Nets were the better team in the second half, so they've had a half. But out of those three games, have the Nets really been a better team other than that half at any point? I don't think so. I think the Bucks have just been better. And last night, the Bucks were just better. And KD, unless he goes off and has another stretch like he did in the second half of Game 5, I just don't see them being able to stick with the Bucks. I think last night, the Nets scored 89 points. Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Drew Holiday, even though Drew Holiday didn't have his best game, they scored 89 points, the three of them.
Mm.
I see the Bucks as the better team. I don't think Chris Middleton has to have the same shooting night that he did last night because I think Drew Holiday will be a little bit better. I think they just got to split that load. I don't know that the Nets are going to score 100 points. They've struggled to do it the last couple games. And I like the Bucks. I think that Giannis is going to go out there and have his usual 30-point game. He's done it in 5 of the 6 games this series. He realized that they play better when he's not shooting jumpers from the outside. And I think the reason Middleton did so well yesterday is because he kind of let the game come to him. He didn't really come out of the gate looking to create stuff just for himself. He only scored, I think, like you said, 4 points in the first quarter. I don't think he had a field goal attempt in the first quarter. He kind of let the game come to him, and he got into a rhythm, and then he found it, and then he was great the rest of the game. And I think if the Bucks can just play offense, they can run an offense. They're not running ISO ball. They're running an offense. There's no reason the Bucks shouldn't win by double digits.
You know what's happened here, Toby, is the curse of Wisconsin sports is we've never actually seen it, but we know it's there, and it has taken us all over. It strikes when you least and most expect it, I guess. And what it sees is a new victim. It sees a new host in Toby. And it sees a young, fresh-faced guy who's kind of vibing with this Bucks team. He sees, he's breaking down. He's got a lot of what you just said. A lot of it is smart, logical things for why the Bucks should win Game 7. And the Wisconsin sports curse sees that and smells it on you. And it's going to get you like it got all of us.
Well, all you need is one team to break that curse. And someone said that the Bucks will win this series and then manage to lose in heartbreaking fashion to the Hawks. So you can have your confidence in Game 7 like I do and still have your Wisconsin heartbreak, Bart.
Yeah, that's right. Which would actually, if we beat the Nets and then lose to like Atlanta, that would actually be worse than just losing to the Nets tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with Wisconsin. There's always a way to make it worse. Because you think, hey, the Packers lost to the Buccaneers. It can't get worse than this. Oh, yeah, it can. Rodgers never wants to play here again. It can always get worse. Let's get out to Sean. What's happening, Sean?
Well, before I try to get positive again after following that up, I just wanted to give you a shout-out for calling some people out that won't call in unless everything sucks.
Yeah, your boy Ram. Where is he? Ram!
Ram! Nothing to complain about. Giannis did not take a three-point shot. He was letting the game come to him and going down low where he needed to in the post in order to make things happen. Same thing with Middleton. No matter what he was doing last night, he was on fire. And sure, he can probably call in and say that, well, Middleton always plays better at home than on the road. Look at this whole playoff run. Middleton really hasn't had a crappy game the entire run. So he's stepping up. Jrue Holiday, he kind of seemed to have to take over for Giannis jacking up them threes when it wasn't hitting, but he still put up enough points, and I preferred having him taking the ball down the court so he can facilitate, because you need to get him going. I agree with Toby. He's going to have a better game in seven than he did in six, and I still think they can win this. The frustrating part about all this is the fact that they seem to fix all the stuff that we've been screaming at our TVs about in every other game that they just all of a sudden went away from in the second half, just like they should have won game five. If they would have won game five and we could have sealed the series last night at home, that place would have been even crazier than it was.
Oh, we'd still be partying. If Bucks and six actually ever happens.
Slept all night.
My God.
You might be drunk uncle right now on the radio.
Well, I'm close.
Anyways, I think they're going to take care of business against Brooklyn if they don't go back to their stupid habits in the second half of that game. Because, honestly, Durant just looks completely wore out and at a loss for what he can do. Because he is still probably the best scorer in the game right now. And even if he, like I think Toby was talking earlier, about him putting up 30 points, 50% shooting, and we did a good job guarding him. There are times he just looked like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. He's still going to come out and try, but I'm pretty sure he's kind of on E there. So that's going to play into the Bucks' hand. And right now they're on a roll, and they just need to keep it going. Bucks in seven.
Yeah, Sean, thanks for the call. If a series, a seven-game series is about attrition, the Bucks are sharper, healthier than the Nets are. KD, you know, game five, it's got to take a toll playing 48. Not just that. I think that, you know, a guy like KD could probably rest up, be fine. But to know that you have to do it all, because Harden's there, yes, and Harden will make some shots. He did last night. But also that transition play where he had to steal and then had to stop. He's not James Harden as we know James Harden. Kyrie, if Kyrie comes back, what kind of shape's he going to be in? The guys I worry about, I guess, would be some of their role players again. Role players at home. Will Blake Griffin refine the magic that he had in game one? If that happens, if he starts making shots again, you're going to be in trouble. Jeff Green, I think we got the one good Jeff Green game. I'm not worried about another good Jeff Green game. We got that out of the way. Joe Harris, though. I mean, yeah. If we're talking about our guys and saying, well, at some point, you know, Brin will start hitting his shots and Drew will start hitting his shots. Well, Joe Harris will start hitting his shots. I mean, he can't. If we get out of this series with seven games where Joe Harris has not made an impact, his disappearance is shades of Nikola Mirotic with us years ago.
Yeah,
it's inexplainable.
He's the biggest key if the Nets are going to win. Obviously, KD's going to be awesome. James Harden, I think, I don't think he's actually going to play as well as he did the other night. He 5 of 9 from the field, and he still doesn't look good. But yeah, if Joe Harris gets going, that adds a whole other element that they haven't had this whole series. The Milwaukee Bucks have respected him, but they haven't had to really guard him tough like you usually would have to. You cannot usually leave Joe Harris open for a three because that's automatic 3 points on the board. That has not been the case this series, and it's been a huge deal for the Nets. And if he can hit threes, this absolutely could go for the Nets. And, you know, at some point you think it would change, but you never know. It's the playoffs. Sometimes people just absolutely disappear for a whole series, and maybe that's the case with Joe Harris.
Like how Rams disappeared today.
Yeah.
I'm going to call for Ram, and I know, Ram, we're just greasing you up right now. I'm going to call for Ram like my son calls for when he's missing a toy. Ram, are you? Ram, where are you? Dada, Ram, missing? Yes, son. Ram's missing.
I think the thing that would worry me if I'm a Bucks fan going into this game is if Kevin Durant starts going, and Giannis thinks that he has to match Kevin Durant. Because
let Middleton do that.
Well, the whole team's got to match him. Because, frankly, Middleton's not as good as Durant. Holiday's not as good as Durant. Giannis isn't as good as Durant. So if Giannis starts trying to take over, starts shooting jump shots, that's why I think Giannis was so good last game. He played in the flow of the offense. He got his 30. He was very efficient. And Middleton got going. If Giannis can stay in the flow of the offense and the offense is actually running, then I think that the Bucks can beat them even if Durant starts going off again. Because they should have won Game 5 even despite Kevin Durant's awesome game.
414-799-1250. You can reach us, social media, 1250 AM, The Fan. We are going to hear a little bit from P.J. Tucker. He had a really good we don't hear much from P.J. Tucker, and he has been such a key part in this series. All he's doing is doing everything he can to slow down KD. He knows he's not going to stop KD. And these guys go way back, man. I mean, I didn't know that there was the connection at Texas to the point where he was the one that hosted Kevin Durant on a visit.
No.
I think it was Tucker's junior year. So these guys know each other. They enjoy playing against each other. He talks about that as well. I mean, it's they're jawing in each other's face, and the bodyguard comes out there or whatever. But they do enjoy the competition, and I think that's great to see. So we'll hear a little bit from PJ coming up, and, of course, more from you, 414-799-1250. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19 is where you can go to get all the information that you need if you are still wondering if the vaccine is going to be right for you. I believe it is. John Stockton's got other things to say, but I'm on the side of go get that vaccine. Let's get everybody vaccinated that we can and get back to normal here. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. You can get a shot and it does not cost you anything. It is free. No insurance or ID required. If you're over the age of 12, you're good to go. There's still trials and trying to see if younger kids will be able to get it safely, but right now, anybody over the age of 12. We've got people back in the building. I'm going to baseball games. You got the Deer District being what it is. Going out to bars. Everybody's trying to get back to normal, and the vaccine is helping us do that. Numbers decreasing and people staying safe. So that's great to see, especially when you get back home to your family. Young kids, got to try to still keep them safe. So that's why I would advocate for it. Check it out. Details and where you can get it in your neighborhood. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Middleton with the board. They got plenty of time. 4 seconds up for Giannis. Makes the catch. Middleton, count it at the buzzer. Cash.
I'm not gonna pin it on myself. I don't think anybody on this team is gonna pin it on themselves to, you know, especially outdo our teammates, whether they're shooting or not, to say, I got to do it by myself. That's not the type of team we are. That's not the type of player I am. You know, I thought everybody had great shots. They just missed them. Hopefully we can make them all Sunday night or Saturday night or whenever we play next. But, you know, it never comes down to somebody's not doing it, so I got to do it. No, it's a group, collective effort.
Giannis picks up Durant on the switch. Nice dime. Green got ripped underneath. Tough night for Jeff Green. Giannis in transition. Through the contact. Count it.
in the paint for Milwaukee. 25 in transition.
I've said all year long, you know, we're built for this moment. Simple as that. And nobody says it's going to be easy. Might be hard, but we are capable of doing it. You know, so everybody had a great mindset, and everybody, you know, came to play, came to compete, and that's all I can ask, you know, for my team, and hopefully we can do that in game 7 and win the game.
That's going to do it. The series is tied at 3-3, and we'll have a game 7 on Saturday. Middleton and Antetokounmpo combining for 68 points.
Loving couples, they thought, this'll be a good weekend to get married. Nothing's going on. Sorry. You got a game 7 between the Nets and the Bucks. Saturday night. Spark Guy is in Waukesha. What's up, dude?
Hey, Bart. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Kind of a weird, wacky Friday.
Very weird. Very wacky. Just started tuning in last hour on the Odyssey app.
Oh, God.
And
how great is that app, by the way?
It is unbelievable.
An Odyssey station.
I know.
Oh, there it is. That's what I was waiting for. Forgive me for as I catch up on how each of you think. Didn't want to be outdone by Pipe Bomb, so I watched the game 3 times.
Whoa!
It tied me up this morning from listening to the show, so I hope you you accept my apologies for that. By the way, can he say what he said about procreation on the radio? I know you caught that, but that was a very, very insightful way of describing how he came to the earth.
When we have Jeff Orlowski on, you're good for one or two things where I have my finger on the dumb button and I am ready to press it. And I just say, let's roll the dice here.
Well, I know I tease you a lot about your maybe lack of knowledge on that topic. I feel like he's educating you on a weekly basis, especially with that graphic comment. So thank you for that, Pipe Bomb.
Yeah, my wife and I do have a baby, but fun fact, a stork actually did bring it. It was an actual stork.
My only point this morning is thanks to Toby. I think the Toby love fest continues. I think he's right. And Twitter, everywhere else, you know, this Wisconsin sports curse, I think it's kind of overhyped. Actually, completely overhyped. It always has been. I think, you know, the reality of it is most of these bad Wisconsin state losses in the last 20 years have involved inferior teams losing to better teams. You look through them, and I think looking at the line for Saturday, looking for everything going on, you know, you can't, as Zaza and my boy Frank on Twitter say, nothing easy, game 7, but I'm going to go to my inner Oprah. And implore you all, visualize our success. Visualize a big Game 7 win. And then we can enjoy it coming to fruition on Saturday. Because I'm just not a curse believer. So I just got to say props to Toby. I think it's a standalone game. And, you know, once the ghosts are slayed, they're slayed. So I'm confident for Saturday. I feel good about it. I feel like we got a good chance.
Well, that's good. That's you and Toby. So we're up to 2. Thanks, Spark Guy.
Take care.
Toby. Toby getting love.
We're ending the curse.
Toby getting love. Toby's going to be the end of the curse after all this.
It's that or I'm going to be the cause of the curse.
Let me tell you this, Toby. You are getting a lot of love from the people.
I appreciate it.
Well, it's good, but be cautious. Because with love, this is what we do in this great country of America. We love to build someone up, tear them down.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
So there will be, like, if people are loving the Tobster, there will be Toby backlash. Now, I started the other way. I was hated, just pure hate. And eventually, it's not that I win you over. It's like you accept me. All right, well, Bart's not going to, okay. So that's what I did.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. Might as well like him, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, sometimes it's like cool to hate on me. You know, I don't know what that's about. But Toby, good stuff. All right, he couldn't resist and neither could I. You got to be feeling like Ram. You got to be feeling like people are calling me asking about you. People are tweeting me. People are texting me. Nobody tuned in this morning to listen to me or the great young Toby. People want Ram after the 35-10-5-5 night from your boy, Chris Middleton.
Well, you know he's not my guy. He's not my guy. If I was a betting man, I would never mention his name in Vegas out my mouth. Never.
Well, what did you think of last night's performance from Chris Middleton?
I thought he played a great game.
There we go.
At home. He were. At home. He were. I'm a basketball realist, Bart.
Yes, you are. You want shooters on this team.
Performance on the road to play the way he's being paid, I just don't believe it.
All right.
I don't believe he can play like a Booker or a Bradley Beal or a Tatum or a Kobe to pull a game out on the road. I haven't seen that in his resume. And until I do see that, I just got to stand firm on that. And anyone that's out here listening that's a realist, the word inconsistency is next to Middleton's name. I mean, he put it there. We didn't put it there. We don't have number 22 on. We're just the fan watching. You know, we're just the fans watching.
So when he has a good game like last night, that does nothing, that moves the needle none on you.
No. We all know that energy and execution works good for a lot of players at home.
Well, my counterpoint to that is that the Pfizer crowd actually is not that great.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, players play good at home. You know what they call home cooking, sleeping in mama's bed and all that good stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a different level when you're talking about producing on the road. That's another whole different level. There's levels to this. Levels to this.
Levels, Jerry.
Yep, levels to this, man. Yeah. So until that happens, and they got to go and play Brooklyn on the road, and I hear Kyrie might play at home, and KD and Harden, which is a concern. He has 16 points, and they say he's hurt. That's going to be a problem. The Bucks got to go there and beat him, and Middleton has to play like that. And Giannis has to hit free throws. And I haven't seen the Bucks pull nothing out on the clutch in the road. This is a big game for the Milwaukee Bucks here. You know, we haven't seen nothing like this since the championship year with Kareem. Maybe some of those Nelson teams, but, hey, you got to keep it real, man. Yeah, got to keep it real.
How do you deal with your celebrity, that people are so – they're hanging on every word onto what you have to say. How do you react to that?
I guess sometimes it's okay to be the villain.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes, what's that saying in a Batman movie? He said, "If you live long enough, you see yourself to be the villain."
I don't know what's going on with Batman. I saw some pictures of him with Catwoman yesterday online.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know, man. They're trying to revive this. They're trying to revive these.
It's some weird Batman. Like, okay, good for you, Batman. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to get the romance thing going with Catwoman.
Oh, there's romance.
Yeah, you know, since his childhood girlfriend was killed, so I guess he gotta get some more romance going there. But other than that, I mean, I guess it's okay. Everything can't be roses all the time. I mean, gotta have some dandelions mixed in there too. That's the balance of life, wouldn't you say?
I think your wisdom is profound, and I'll tell.
Hey, Tony, my guy, Tony. And Tony's a basketball coach. He knows what I'm talking about. I mean, he's
Tony in Texas, yeah.
Yeah, he's down there in Texas, and he knows what I'm saying. Until we see Chris produce to be the all-star that he's been riding the coattails of Giannis, you know, and even Giannis. both of them. I mean, it's not no cakewalk going to trying to take something from KD and Harden them. That's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not. They're going to throw everything and Big Mama's chocolate cake at the Bucks, and they're gonna have to. It's gonna be a dogfight. They're gonna have to go and take it.
Hey, I don't like Drew going 1 for 10 from three.
Well, Bart, I say this about Drew. He shouldn't shoot the three. Everybody can't make the three. It's only those elite players that can make, like your Bookers, Currys, KDs, Harden. Bucks don't have nobody like that. So, you know, when you want to win a game, don't you play to your strengths? And sometimes we just don't have no marksman three-point shooter. We got guys that shoot threes, but do we got a Curry or a Klay Thompson? No, we don't.
You know what I realize about Middleton? I'm going to go back to Middleton for a second. You know what I realize about him? I realize about Middleton and this is a good thing for Middleton. Maybe it's a bad thing for the Bucks. Because if there's one guy, if you ask me, Bart, one guy gets a shot to win the game, who do you want it to be? I say Middleton. Who do you trust shooting a three? I say Middleton, maybe nobody else. Who do you want at the line in a key situation? I say Middleton. So Middleton, yeah, he is inconsistent home road for sure. But I think that he's the guy I trust the most.
Well, most people do. I mean, because he's the best guy that can, you know, that have demonstrated that he can. But hitting clutch shots, that's something totally different. That's something totally different.
All right, Ram. Well, I'm glad that you have scratched the itch of the Milwaukee area that has been dying to hear from you.
I still show love to Toby. We just keeping it real. I just don't do Bucks. I do Brewers and Packers too. You know, I'm not an MVS fan. He's in my Middleton club. Can't catch the ball.
Hey, you want to talk to your boy Tony in Texas? He's on the line too.
Oh, well, if it's okay with you.
I put him on. I did it. Tony.
Hey, Bart.
So Ram, Tony. Tony Ram.
Tony Mac. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, buddy. So Ram's actually a really good guy. He gets misunderstood. And he does know basketball, but I think Ram playing that villain role really gets us Bucks fans stirred up and gets that passion going. So I don't think you change who you are, Ram. Be who you are.
Well, hey, Tony, you do tryouts for your team, right?
Right. Yeah.
Would you pick a guy like Middleton to be starting, or would he come off the bench?
Well, I will say this, Ram. I don't know if you have, like, developmental-type teams. He'd probably be a guy that, you know, in the beginning would be a developmental guy, and then you see this guy developing. Eventually, you got to recognize that this guy's got skill. Not Kevin Durant's skill, but this guy can make clutch shots, but he needs help. And he can't dribble. He starts doing Bart Winkler dribble drills, like soccer drills. And,
hey, oh, now.
No. Oh, no.
Well, I'm sorry, Bart. I know you're a goalie.
Yeah, pretty bad one, too. Ram, didn't you coach P.J. Tucker for a minute, you said?
Yeah, his dad brought him to one of my practices. And he played like about two games with. He might have been like a sophomore in high school. He was really good.
Yeah.
Hey,
he was really, really
Bart,
good. I'm surprised
Bart,
he doesn't shoot more. And, well, he's grown a lot since then.
Well, he's so spent on defense.
But he played football, too.
All right, Ram, I'm going to say goodbye to you.
All right.
We'll talk Monday.
All right, Tony, Matt. Yep.
Ram, I would say good luck, but I want the Bucks to win, so I'm not wishing you luck, and we'll talk Monday.
All right.
All right, that's Ram, and Tony's in Texas. What's up, Tone?
Hey, Bart, do you see the irony that Ram mentored a young P.J. Tucker, and he might take down the Bucks, or the Bucks might take down the Nets and his squad? That's it. That's
so are we saying that if the Bucks win, Ram is – it's because of Ram?
It's some kind of, like, weird, like, yeah, Star Wars Anakin Skywalker thing going on there. I don't know.
Should Ram – I would start a movement to get Ram. Let's have Ram coach the Bucks.
I tell you what, he might get more respect than Coach Bud.
Although he'd bring Middleton off the bench right away. His first move would be move Middleton to the bench.
Right. There you go. Bart, on the Nets perspective, I just read a little article in the New York Post. This is the biggest game in Brooklyn in 60 years since the Brooklyn Dodgers were there.
So, that makes sense.
You know that this place is going to be rocking. Jay-Z and Beyonce will be there.
Yeah,
who knows
cool.
who else? P. Diddy. So I don't want the Bucks to have that deer in headlight look, you know, like in the third, fourth quarter. I think the Bucks are going to play well and show well. And
well, I hope that the celebrities don't bother them. Like, Drake got in Giannis's head 3 years ago, and he still hasn't recovered.
Right. Well, maybe they'll fly that Gucci Mane guy out there for some celebrity cred. I don't know. Or someone like
yeah,
that.
We got Gucci Mane and Matt LaFleur, and Tom Izzo was there last night. I don't know why. Well, Bryn Forbes played at Michigan State, right, Bryn Forbes?
Yeah. Yep. So my point is, Bart, I think the Bucks, right now they have a better team with this roster and the way that the Nets are healthy, the health-wise. The Bucks are right there, but will they do it? We will see. But if they lose this game, it's going to change the way the direction of the franchise goes. So I want the Bucks to win. I want Coach Bud to win, but this is going to be make or break for Coach Bud and possibly some players on the team. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I want to jump on the bandwagon. I've had my heart broken. I haven't recovered from the NFC Championship game. I'm still upset about the complicated fella. So all this is really taking a toll over the years. And then your listeners, Bart, the Winkler Whack Pack, as I like to call it, has really uplifted my spirits the last couple of days. So I want to thank all the listeners, all the callers. You know, you got Big Ron out there on the East Coast. Shout out to all the good callers out there. Sean,
yeah, how about that? How about that? The industry, like I said earlier, every week there's a new study and there's a new program director and there's a new person that wants to write this article about how callers are bad and nobody wants them. And so I double down on that. I take more callers than ever, and you guys start talking to each other.
Right. And Bart, you're a talented guy. You know entertainment, and you see it. You have the vision. I love the show.
Yeah, and when callers, hey, if people are going to call up my show to compliment me, you think I'm going to not put them on?
Right, right. And Bart, if they do pull it off, I heard John and Franklin's in Dallas. John from Franklin, I'm reaching out to you, buddy. Let's go have a few drinks if they win it Saturday night.
There you go.
So, go Bucks, and we'll talk on Monday.
All right, Tony. Hey, Tony. Little Tony with Ram, little Mike with Mike. We're crossing streams. We're mixing it all up. The one person that I haven't heard from that I would love to hear from today is Alan on the north side, but he, I don't even think, likes sports. And he's probably, I don't even know why he likes me. We have nothing in common. We got another Mike. Let's get out to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, you were talking about the celebs in Brooklyn and being a distractor like Drake was in Toronto. I say we create our own distraction. We start a rumor that Aaron Rodgers is going to the Jets or the Giants and put Rodgers out there courtside so that he draws all the attention. And Brooklyn forgets all about the Bucks being in town playing a basketball game because they're focused on football.
Rodgers doesn't even need to be at the game. If you got that out there in the New York media, that'd be all they care about.
Oh, but put Rodgers at the game. And then bring in Bakhtiari, put him a chug and a beer on the other side of the court. Absolutely. I can't even say the name of where the Bucks play.
It's the Pfizer Forum, and I had to cut you off there. It's okay. It's an accident, but I did actually have to use the dump button. One of the great things about listening on the Odyssey app is that the dump button does not exist.
An Odyssey station.
So on the app. You got that on the app. 799-1250. Want to remind you about my good buddies at Windows Select. 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowsselect.com, Windows Select, where you get the buy one, get one deal on the Windows. Buy one, get one free on the Windows. If you buy 700 Windows, you will get 350 Windows for free. If you buy two, you get one. If you buy four, you get two. But I'm telling you, the buy one, get one deal has no limits on how many Windows you can get for free. Buy one, get one continues. No payments for a year. You get things set up. You don't have to make a single payment for a full year. And everything comes with their double lifetime warranty. If something needs repair or fixing, no matter what happened, no questions asked, they say. If they installed it, they'll come out and do that for you. This is on windows, siding, and doors. High quality windows. Energy efficient windows that are going to last. The windows you have in your house now, do you even know what year that was installed? And we always assume that, oh, I'm sure the last homeowner put in windows. They probably didn't. It's probably the windows that you've had since the house was built in the 1950s. Those are not energy efficient. Those are not high quality. Those are probably leaking. So when you try to blast the AC today, your AC has to work in overdrive because it's trying to cool the house because all that air gets out. And you're spending more money because of that. So this is a great way to lower the energy bills, too, in the winter and the summer. Check them out, 262-703-3500. They'll do windows, siding, and doors. They do it all. Windowselect.com. Mike is in Pewaukee. What's up, Mike?
Hey, this is non-COVID Mike. I haven't talked to you in a while, Bart. How are you?
Yeah, did you have COVID?
No, I did not.
Oh, we thought you were going to have COVID.
Yeah, we thought I was, but I had a fever for a week and no other symptoms, just a fever.
All right, so you were just regular sick.
Yeah, I got one of the rapid tests, so maybe it was wrong. You know, they're only 50% accurate or less, they say. So I think I might have had it, actually.
You know, COVID might not even exist if you listen to some of the Utah Jazz greats.
Yeah, right. Hey, you're my favorite guy on The Fan, just so you know.
Oh,
I think you're awesome,
great.
Man. You crack me up. You really do. You're the funniest guy on probably in Milwaukee radio, in my opinion.
Like you would say right now or in history? Because I'd say history, probably.
I'd have to think about that, but definitely for right now, but maybe for history. Dude,
yeah.
You're just funny. I like you.
Yeah.
So, breaking news. I think that, I hate to say this, I always admit I'm a pessimist because I'm a Milwaukee sports fan, right? I mean, I've never seen a championship. I was born the year after the Bucks won one, okay? So I don't see anything changing. The Bucks are, in my opinion, a mentally weak team. I don't think they're up to the challenge of a Game 7. I did not realize that they had never won a Game 7 before, and I think that streak's going to continue, unfortunately.
That might
tomorrow.
Be on the road. They won against Charlotte.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, I misheard that. But anyways.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And you know what? If they lose tomorrow, as soon as they exit the Barclays Center, I think they should give good old Budenholzer the boot in the rear end and say, see ya. Good luck. I mean, I don't know how much he had to do with their win last night. I would like to think he did, but it's too little too late because this team is just, like I said, I don't think they're mentally tough enough to win a game like that on the road, even minus Kyrie. I think that what do you think, Bart? What do you think?
Oh, I think that they can win this game. I've talked myself into it, and I've let Toby's been talking me into it. Yep.
I don't know, Bart. I might not have. I'll still listen to you and like you, but I think you're being misled.
Well, that's the thing we do here. That's the thing we do, Mike. Thanks for the call. Glad you're still healthy. Thanks for the effusive praise.
The Bucks are going to win Game 7, and they're going to win by double digits, and this curse thing that you're so worried about is going to be over until they lose to the Hawks in 4 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Because, you know, what's crazy is we could still have another month of Bucks basketball, but this, it kind of does feel, there's a sense of finality to it. There was to me last night. Maybe it's because this is the time normally when the NBA Finals would be wrapping up. Maybe it's because this is going to be it for them either way. But I just, if they win this game on Saturday, there's a whole nother series. And then we're only in the semifinals. We thought this was going to be the conference finals. We're only in the semifinals, dude. You know, I'm going to try to get on the show next week. Marv Winkler. Does anybody ever hear from him? He was on the Bucks 1971 championship team. He is 73 years old. And nobody knows where he is. He played 1 year with the Bucks and one with the Pacers. And that's it. Does anybody know what Marv Winkler's up to? Because I'm going to try to get him on the show. Former Buck, Winkler, no relation. Alex is in Tulsa. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Bart?
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, what? Can I do a Jerry Seinfeld? What's the deal with your co-host? Where's Horvath at?
Oh, you didn't hear the big news?
I didn't.
Okay, Horvat
in the 9 o'clock.
Horvat got a promotion.
They do that at audit. They do that at your station. They promote people.
Well, company.
An Odyssey station.
So Ryan Horvat has moved to Washington, D.C. He, starting on Monday, is the host of a show called BetMGM Tonight, which is on the Odyssey app every night, where it's like a red zone version of sports gambling.
Do they care about Iowa and D.C. besides the caucuses, though?
I don't think so. Horvat, a very Iowan man. Worked there, at least.
Yeah, that seems odd. Anywho.
He's getting paid healthily. It's a very good move for him.
Good for him, man. Good dude. We'll miss him, but at least we got you.
Yeah, life goes on.
Good last night.
Yeah, and they did.
Yeah, I love you, Bart. So okay. Don't move ship anytime soon.
I have nowhere to go.
Great. That's the best news I've heard all day. Bart Winkler has nowhere else to go.
Nothing to do. I've got no aspirations. I got nothing.
That's music to my ears.
I want to die in this chair.
Well, we're not going to let you die until we win a championship. I honestly think I'm not saying we will, but if the Bucks beat the Nets, there's nobody else I really, fear up until the finals, like the Western Conference. The Suns worry me a little bit, but I think we can get through this one. If we can get through this one, we will be in an NBA Finals.
Yeah, this whole playoff that's left, Alex, thanks for the call. It's just, it's weird. I mean, who's good? Who's bad? Who's going to win? Can it be the Suns? What's going on with CP3? Could it be the Jazz? Maybe. Are those teams good? I don't know. I think they're going to have to play each other to find out. Clippers? Playoff P? What?
Does Paul George lead them to a win tonight?
Tonight's in L.A.?
Yeah.
And they just... I know. I think that goes 7.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I think the Hawks go 7. You can have one sweep, and all the other three will be 7. Or do you like the Hawks tonight?
I have no idea.
I know.
I mean... We just found out that the Sixers could have a pretty much for all intents and purposes a game over type lead and still lose. So who knows what happens in that game tonight? And I mean, I would have thought that with Kawhi down that the Jazz would have won the next two and finished it out. But Paul George looked like Indiana Paul George. I don't know.
You know, a teacher once downgraded me. I wrote in a paper for all intensive purposes.
Ooh.
And she said, it's for all intents and purposes. And I said, aren't you impressed that I even knew the phrase? I'm like 12.
Did I say intensive or intense and?
You're saying it the right way.
Oh, of course. I have a college degree.
Wow. I do too. Mine's in communications, though.
Well, mine too.
Oh, so we're like nothing.
Yeah, so we're useless.
I want to give you a little bit of P.J. Tucker after the game talking about guarding Kevin Durant and how it's pretty much impossible to do that. Here's some of P.J. Tucker afterwards.
Eric, name?
P.J., speaking of that, I'm trying to think. So against Durant, I'm not going to call it like failure, but like he's going to score, right? So how do you deal with that, right? Like it's that idea, like
you just said it. He's gonna score. So how you mean how you gonna deal with it? There's nothing you can do. You can fight him as much as you want. He's gonna hit some crazy shots. He's gonna score a lot of them. This is gonna happen so much. I gotta switch it up. I gotta give him different looks. I can't guard him the same every time. I pick him up full court sometimes. Sometimes I fight over. Sometimes I try to get under. Sometimes I try to do everything I can to try to get any type of advantage to make him not score. But he's gonna do it. So I don't get frustrated. It's going to happen. You got to go next play. What we can't do is get frustrated with him scoring. Now people start trying to help. And now everybody else starts scoring. And that's when it gets ugly. And that's when game one and game two happens. So my job is to keep him in front, fight him as much as I can, and make sure that nobody else has to help so they can stay home on their man. That's my job.
So for you, like the most frustrating part of the series would have been like game 5 when he has those 5 assists, right? Like in the third quarter?
Exactly.
And it's literally just because instead of letting it be your battle, it becomes like the team's battle, right?
over helping, doing, you know, a little bit, little really small things that people that don't know basketball would never understand, but very small, subtle things that cost big time in the end.
For you, offensively, how have you tried to be a threat throughout this series? I know you've had some corner threes, you've been on the glass. Just what are you trying to think of on that end?
Man, I exert so much energy guarding ahead of the rim. People will never understand how hard that is. And then you come down to play offense, is the luck. Like you, I mean, I literally every single play, you have to be on your game because he can score every single play.
So PJ Tucker, a little bit from him. If you can catch it, the Bucks tweeted it out. It's a full 8 minutes. It's a good 8 minutes. Talks more about how guarding Kevin Durant is pretty much impossible. And his goal is, I need to guard Kevin Durant. Durant is how he pronounces it. I need to call Kevin Durant well enough so that nobody else needs to help me, so that they can worry about their guy. So his goal isn't to hold Kevin Durant to less than 30 points. It's to just make sure nobody else needs to help him do it.
Yeah, and I think if you're the Bucks going into Game 7, you've got to have a strategy that unless PJ Tucker is on Kevin Durant, you got to at least send someone to help, because Chris Middleton a couple times got switched on to Kevin Durant, and it was just easy money for Kevin Durant to score 2 points. I think unless you get PJ Tucker matched up one-on-one, there's got to be some sort of help, because I'm not worried about James Harden blowing by anybody. I'm not worried about Blake Griffin going off for another game one type performance. And Joe Harris hasn't proved to me yet that he's an impressive shooter in the playoffs, at least in this series. So absolutely, I love that mentality from PJ Tucker.
I say let's get weird. Let's confuse the Nets. Let's start Thanasis. and put him on KD. And then the Nets will be like...
And then let's play Bobby Portis because they forgot that he existed.
Yeah, that needs to get fixed. I don't know what's going on there. Start Elijah Bryant, Jeff Teague.
I know you were excited to see Elijah Bryant on the floor last night.
Oh, I was. I love EB3.
I know you were wanting some first quarter minutes from him, but...
Start Sam Merrill, but put him in a Lopez jersey. Just let him shrink out there like a little kid. Just mix it up. Why not? It's game 7. Get weird. 799-1250. You can keep it going with the Wendy's Big Show. They're up next 10 to 2. Sparky's Midday Madness and Rami after that. We'll be back on Monday. We'll either the Bucks are moving on or Bud's fired. It'll be a good Monday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.